With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. John Tester was among 50 senators voting for a resolution to reestablish requirements for health insurance plans to cover people with pre-existing conditions Wednesday. The resolution failed on a 50-50 vote. Earlier this month, the Trump administration approved the expansion of short-term health insurance plans that don't have to cover pre-existing conditions. Those plans used to be limited to 3 months and can now be used for up to a year. Democrat Tester spoke out against the plans on the Senate floor Wednesday. He said they're marketed as far more affordable than regular health coverage, but he said,
"They're total and complete shams. If you read the fine print, you will discover that dialysis, blood pressure pills, x-rays aren't covered. In fact, most things aren't covered."
Tester's Republican challenger, Matt Rosendale, who's Montana's insurance commissioner, has praised expansion of short-term plans because they offer a less expensive alternative to coverage required by the Affordable Care Act. That's the same reason he gave for endorsing MediShare in Montana. MediShare is a Christian health-sharing ministry which allows a group of members to allocate funding to pay the medical bills of other members who pay into the system. MediShare also does not guarantee coverage for pre-existing conditions. Rosendale explained his reason for approving MediShare to MTPR in April of 2017.
"I think anyone who has had their traditional insurance products priced up completely out of reach for them over the last couple of years probably would take a good look at MediShare just to have some type of an alternative."
John Tester's campaign held a press call Wednesday attacking Rosendale for allowing MediShare to operate in Montana. It was banned after a 2007 lawsuit in which a district court found that it was selling insurance without registering in the state. On the call, Bozeman attorney Michael Koch, who sued MediShare on behalf of a client for non-payment of cancer treatment, said,
"From the perspective of a person who's represented a family devastated by this, I don't see any reason to put it back on the market or allow it to do business here in Montana where it could damage vulnerable people."
As Montana's insurance commissioner, Matt Rosendale has the authority to allow health-sharing ministries like MediShare to operate in the state, but as he explained in 2017, because MediShare doesn't meet the legal definition of insurance, Montana's insurance commissioner can't regulate its practices.
"My job is to regulate insurance, and you're dealing with a contractual obligation with absolutely zero other moral obligation whatsoever. And so you are bound by the terms of that contract exclusively. And when you start utilizing the services of Christian sharing ministries, these folks have a moral obligation to each other, more similar to family members would have to each other."
Rosendale has said that protecting the ability of Montanans with pre-existing conditions to get health coverage is important to him, and that he's working on policies to do that, but he's not offered specifics. Senator Tester's attacks on Rosendale on the issue of pre-existing conditions is part of a broader Democratic Party strategy to highlight the topic ahead of the midterm elections. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.